Lady, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and I am joined, as always, by Mr. Corey Behnke, my partner here at Cheesehead TV. We are coming to you very live from the LiveX studio in Midtown Manhattan. We are ready to talk some Packers and break things. Corey, what do we have on tap today?
Woo! Today, we'll take a quick look at the win over the Falcons. But mostly, we'll get ready for Sunday's showdown with the Bears still suck. Right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good, we got
Bashaun Breeland pick six.
We got the bad, we got
Alexander fumble issues on the returns.
We got the ugly, we got
Jason Spriggs in the fourth quarter. Yikes.
Ow.
Hope we don't see a repeat of that on Sunday in Chicago.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh,
how are you?
It's
been a minute. How's Green Bay?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great. It was cold.
Were you making old fashions at 9 a.m.?
Yes, I was.
Very nice.
You didn't know
how they turned out.
Knew showed up, but I drank them.
Oh, no, but you drank them. Well, that's good.
I had some.
You made a bunch of old fashions for people who weren't there?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because people said they were going to be there, so then I made them.
And then they didn't show.
And then I drank them.
That's just, I mean, it's good because you got them.
Yeah.
You got to drink them, but it's bad because that's poor form.
No, I was, I mean.
If Banky invites you to his home for a Packers game, I mean, that's.
Let me tell you.
That's rare air.
Let me tell you something about the people that I hang out with. They're not the most diehard Packer fans you've ever seen in your life.
Kind of unfortunate.
You know, when you're the most diehard Packer fan, typically you don't hang out. Well, I don't.
Right.
I haven't.
There's not a lot of other people who can push you in your diehardness.
Yeah. I got to see one Kyle Kuzno.
You saw the mayor.
Not on Sunday. I got to see him. We got to hang out. It was a really great time.
That's nice. With the newest
No,
Kuzno?
I didn't get to see the baby.
Oh, no,
so
baby Kuzno.
It was fun, but I got to hang out, which is a rarity. We don't get together as much as we should.
Absolutely.
So that was fun, and it was a very cold game.
Yeah, so I heard.
So
I was here with Bamani Jones.
I saw that. I was watching it.
Yeah, I saw the picture you put up from Lambeau.
I was checking in, make sure that Craig didn't mess anything up on the.
That's what Craig does.
The broadcast.
That's kind of who he is. You know, producer Craig here at LiveX is somebody who we count on implicitly to screw things up.
Yeah. So he's the one that went to Twitter earlier. So. If you have any complaints, direct them at craig@livex.tv.
Speaking of audience participation, well, there seems to be a bit of a split. Whether I'm looking at my mentions, whether I'm looking at the inbox, whether I'm looking at Facebook comments, seems to be a bit of a split, Corey Behnke.
Okay, so there is a split. There is a split
in the fandom
between actual Green Bay Packer fans.
Yep.
And a bunch of losers.
A bunch of wannabes.
A bunch of loser-ass
wannabe Packer fans. We welcome all.
No, we don't.
We welcome all participation and all opinions here at Packer Transplants.
Yeah, we welcome the opinions.
You are allowed to be a fan however you wish to be a fan.
We welcome the opinions so we can poop on them.
So we thought we'd give voice to both factions here. Well, we want to know. What we want to know. Are you rooting for the Packers not only Sunday, but for the rest of this season, the next three games?
Hashtags,
because
people.
You want to make the playoffs. You want to see the Packers in the playoffs where anything can happen. Aaron Rodgers can get hot. Who knows what might befall this 2018 version of the Green Bay Packers?
No one knows.
Or are you of the opinion, are you the type of fan who is hoping, nay, rooting for a loss not only on Sunday, but for the rest of the season? So that they get a better draft pick, have a better selection in April's draft. So let's put up these hashtags here. If you want the better draft pick,
you're going to want to hashtag this, people, because if you hashtag, you're going to see a really cool graphic.
CHTV draft for the draft pick, CHTV playoffs if you want to make the playoffs. So now it's one or the other. You can do it on Facebook, you can do it on YouTube. You can do it on Twitter, although I don't know if we've got the API working for that yet. Pretty much any social.
You can do it on Twitter,
any
YouTube,
social,
or Facebook.
And we will count the votes. And there you go. There's the graphic up top.
I don't see anybody voting.
Not yet. Well, there's one vote.
Nope.
There's one vote. So when you vote, The helmets will push the football, the Cheesehead TV football, one way or the other. And at the end of the show, we will see.
Here we go.
The majority. Where the majority is at.
Look at that animation, people.
Yeah, that's animation, and they're all flying to the football that wants the draft, Corey.
They're that's.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Early returns aren't good for you there, Banky. There we go. Playoffs coming in.
There we go.
So there we go.
23-1 We got some real Packer fans up in this piece.
Well, that's not good for you, buddy.
What?
That football is going. That helmet's going to drive it that way towards the draft.
Wait, I don't. I'm so confused right now.
No, this is why you got to come to production meetings.
This one is all. Wait, here, I'll do it.
Okay,
this one. All playoffs. 42 is playoffs.
No, that right.
Yeah,
now,
that's what people
draft.
Are voting. People are voting playoffs, Nagler.
All right. We'll see.
47 for playoffs, 3 for draft. See, that one's going that way, right?
We'll see.
Will they cross each other?
We'll see.
Nagler.
We'll see. Banky's just obsessed with the graphic now.
Wait, it's... What? I don't understand.
It'll all be revealed.
Right?
You're right. Our programmer got it wrong. So that's fun. here we go. Let's talk some news, shall we?
That's cool.
Well, yeah, it is cool.
People should keep hashtagging so I can watch it. It's mesmerizing me.
I'm
sure this
news.
Is mesmerizing on the podcast.
Most definitely, when people can't
if you're on the podcast,
view anything,
you're like,
what are they talking
me?
About? So yeah, news. Byron Bell. We hardly knew ye. The free agent acquisition who started roughly 8 or 9 games for the Packers this season has been placed on injured reserve. Now, I know a lot of Packer fans are like, oh, good, because he wasn't very good throughout the season, but I will say he brought a veteran steadying presence to the offensive line. That's probably the best thing I can say about him. The corresponding move to Byron Bell being placed on injured reserve, of course, is Nico Siragusa. No relation to Tony Siragusa. Stolen off the Ravens practice squad. Brought in to undoubtedly provide a little depth along the offensive line. If he has to play on Sunday, they're in trouble. But he is on the 53-man roster now.
The offensive line is already in trouble.
You got that right.
At least they're kind of playing to that now. Whereas before they were kind of acting like, oh, it's fine, everything's okay.
Now they are kind of like, especially with Philbin's game plan on Sunday, last Sunday, it's like, yeah, we gotta get the ball out of Aaron's hands.
Yeah,
because we're not gonna hold up.
No,
definitely. Speaking of holding up, one body for the Bears who didn't hold up last Sunday, Bryce Callahan, their starting slot corner. A guy who I know Bears fans had really grown fond of, a guy who, you know, made a lot of plays, did a lot of stuff around the line of scrimmage, really locked down the slot for the Bears, broke his foot on Sunday night against the Rams and will not be available for the rest of the season. It's not a huge subtraction, but it's notable.
Yeah.
It's something that every little bit helps for the Packers as far as, of course, you don't wish injury on anyone, but, you know, you'll take it.
Oh, if it's a Bears player, I kind of do.
off the field, Rich Rimon put this out there, I believe, yesterday morning, maybe this morning. If you are in the Green Bay area, this upcoming Monday, the day after the game, Randall Cobb, Clay Matthews, and Mike Daniels will all be in the atrium at Lambeau Field signing autographs.
For charity, right?
For charity. All proceeds go to the Salvation Army.
Nice.
It's $100. You get all three guys for $100.
Wow.
It's first come, first serve. And Aaron Rodgers will match up to $50,000 in donations. So if they raise $50,000, Aaron will match $50. He'll get $100, etc.
That's really cool.
It's pretty cool. I'm not a fan of the Salvation Army, but I'm not going to get into it here. I just like that they're doing something.
I think it's pretty cool, but why doesn't Aaron Rodgers just be there and sign autographs?
Well, he's been there the last few years, but this year he had another commitment and couldn't make it. That's what Rich wrote in the article, anyway.
That's what you call leadership.
God,
am I talking about leadership again on this Packer transplants or the lack thereof from one Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, no. No, don't do it. Don't do it. People already hate me enough when I talk about Rodgers. I don't need this association.
Oh, I can't tell you how many. I got in some hate stuff last week, and I was like, really? Like, you don't see this?
I mean, that's all off-field stuff, though. I mean, that's fine. He's got a business commitment. I can't kill him for that. It's fine.
Leadership.
Okay.
Leadership begins at the top, Nagler.
Yeah, with Mark Murphy, who
Well, is Mark Murphy going to be signing autographs?
He is going to be ringing bells.
No one is showing up.
Packers employees will be ringing Salvation Army bells throughout Green Bay, I guess. I think somewhere. Lambeau Field and other places. Anyway, finally, speaking of Mark Murphy, apparently he's not going to. It's not going to happen. Apparently, all signs had pointed to next year, 2019, as being the year the Packers finally make the trip to London. The Chargers have a home game in London. The Chargers are on the Packers' schedule next year. But Rob Domofsky of ESPN reporting, they don't expect to be going to London in 2019.
That's good.
I hate it. How many Packer fans do we hear from, not only in England, but from Europe, from around the world, who could never, ever, ever make the trip to
Lambeau? Why can't they make the trip? It's a small world, Nagler. Have you ever been to Disney World?
Okay, coach.
Look, we need that money. Oh, we need that.
Don't let your privilege shine through here. Come on.
We need that EMEA money up in Green Bay, homie.
It's a Chargers game. It's a Chargers home game.
I know,
my point.
But I'm just saying.
Green Bay wouldn't
get
any of that money.
That's fine. We're one of the most popular teams.
I know.
We need that money. That cheddar. We need that money coming into Wisco. Wisco. Money in.
I just would have liked it. So you have to think.
You can, though. It doesn't cause that. Okay. I know that I travel for games, but it's still, I used to, when I was poor as hell, I still made it for, tried to make one game a year because I prioritized it.
Word.
Overeating sometimes, over drinking sometimes.
Right.
But I was like, look, I got to get to Lambeau because it's important.
I feel you. But not everybody's you.
Well, then they're not real fans.
No, stop. Stop. I'm here for you, people. I hear you out there.
Not here for you, people.
No, well, that's apparent. Anyway, maybe 2020 they play the Jaguars.
I love the London people, but here's the thing. How many real people?
I love the London people, but.
But here's the thing. How many actual Green Bay Packers? Okay, if they go to London, right? They play San Diego. How many actual Packer Europe fans are going to be there?
Many. Dude.
It's going to be like 10 people.
Have you been to a Packers road game anywhere in the world?
Yes.
Yes.
Not anywhere in the world.
Who
only
shows
in the
up?
US.
Packers fans.
Only in the U.S.
We're everywhere.
U.S.
They will show up. They could have that game in Germany, they'd show up. You could have that game in Japan, they'd show up. You could have that game in Moscow, they'd show up. And let me tell you, a bunch of cheeseheads invading Moscow is exactly what this world needs.
I would go to Moscow.
Oh, my. I'd go out to Moscow in a heartbeat.
I would be at that game.
I would so be at that game. We would do transplants from Red Square. That would have to happen.
I would be at that game, and I would probably dress like I would dress like Trump, and then I would have and not being political, I would just be like, "Oh, I'm an American." And I would dress
how
like
we dress.
As if Trump was like a Packer fan.
Oh my God.
It would be funny.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard. Let's get back to football. Let's talk about the offense.
Yeah, you can get a Packer game when I can get a Premier League game in the States. Boom! Boom!
Premier League
drop
teams.
Drop the mic!
Premier League teams come to America every year. Mic dropped again on this side of the table.
No one cares.
Chelsea came last year. Liverpool came recently. Man City comes all the time. You can see your team whenever you wish in America. Boom.
I just took that off the chat.
Yeah. You don't want no Premier League up in here.
I don't care about Premier League.
I know.
I was in a meeting today. People are going to be proud of me for
this. Fran, I want the Moscow game. Yeah, that's a great idea.
People are going to be proud of me for this. So I was in my office, okay, which to me is like my sanctuary.
Right,
okay?
Right.
I don't think you were there for this meeting.
No.
So I'm in a meeting in my office, and somebody's talking about soccer, and I'm like, and somebody's like, football, and they go,
oh, no, I was there for that meeting. That was the marketing.
And they go, yes. American football. And I go, okay, in this office, we are going to call football, football. And
soccer, soccer.
Some BS soccer, okay? In this office, you can do whatever you want in other offices. And then all my European employees that were in the room were like, okay, I'm leaving now. Yep. And they just promptly left. They were like, yeah.
Clara was like, and I can leave if I want
to. Yeah, she was like, I can leave if I want to, and I think I will. So that really worked well.
That was well.
That was
well
good
done.
Leadership.
Leadership.
That was leadership.
I mean, we're off the rails. Is there anything else you want to talk about that's not in the script?
No, we're still on the EMEA. We're on London,
yeah,
bro.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, okay. You
want
to keep going?
Look, I don't want the Packers. Okay, I don't need them traveling all that way so that they more
all
guys
all that
can
way
get...
It's the same as flying to San Francisco.
No, it's not.
It's 6 hours.
San Francisco's not 6 hours.
It's the same trip.
San Francisco on a
trip. It's the same trip.
No, it's not. San Francisco on a chartered plane is not no 6 hours, bro.
It's six.
It's like two and a half.
Maybe
it's like
hours.
Three.
Are you insane? They're not breaking.
It's
not the
Blue
Angels.
It's 5 hours to LA from New York. Dude. So from Wisconsin, it's only three. So that means London.
I'm
London
telling
is,
you, from New York for you. You don't want to go to London because you don't want to travel so far. If they were playing in the San Francisco, you would go.
Yeah.
If you were playing in London,
no, but
you
I'm
would go.
I'm talking about Packer injuries.
Oh, get out of town. You don't care about no Packer about, player.
I'm not talking
oh,
about
no.
myself.
He doesn't have room to stretch out in coach. He's not, they're flying like first class. They've got tons of room. They're fine.
Are
Give
we
me a break.
Are we hammered?
I wish. God. Can I? Okay. We need to do a show.
We're really hammered.
We need to do a show.
Everybody
where
thinks
I am
we're
actually
hammered.
Wasted.
I'm completely sober.
Because all Sunday afternoon, all anyone talked about was how I was wasted and Bomani was high. And neither one of us were either. But
that's just
everyone
what people do
insisted
on the, chat.
On the chat.
That's just what people do on the
and
chat.
And every time I do transplants, I was like, oh my God, Nag was totally wasted. So I just want to do a show actually wasted so we can have a compare and contrast.
I don't want that. Okay, so we're supposed to get. How about talking about relevant info?
Oh, you think relevant info is your ally? I was born in relevant info. Molded by it.
Let's go to the offense.
Oh, no, I don't want to now because someone bitched on the chat. So now I'm going to talk about anything but. Nope.
It's live. It's live.
Some people. I don't care. I don't care.
You could actually put that on your head, but I don't know that you're going to be able to get it off.
The glasses.
If you put it on, you probably won't get it off.
So I'm not
going to
do that. Hey, how are we doing on the...
You kind of resemble a punter right now.
Hey, how are we doing on the the votes here?
What happened? It went from like 53... What is going on with our development staff?
Okay, Yago, this is a fail.
Yago, what?
This is a
major
fail.
You had like 53 votes, and now you have 17?
Yago, this is a fail.
He also switched him around because he saw he had it wrong.
Yeah, told you.
Did he even test this?
I don't think so. I don't think so. So what else should we talk about?
Now more people are voting for draft. More people were voting for playoffs.
No, but that's my point. See, he finally got it right. Now, see that helmet. This helmet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's team playoffs. Because they're pushing the football
towards
the end zone with playoffs.
Oh.
See, and this helmet.
So you got all fancy with it.
See, well, I tried to make it like football. And that's why I
screwed
Yago up.
But when he hears football, he hears
soccer. I know. That's the problem. So that's the problem.
He's like, oh, they're kicking the ball?
Yeah, like, oh, okay.
Okay.
No, it's bad. Very bad, Yago.
Okay, Yago, you need to add the counts. We have more counts than that.
No.
There was like 53.
We're totally off the reservation now.
Oh.
That really pissed me off that someone said that on the chat. Like, yo, you can't just wait. Like, we're going to get there. We're going to talk football.
Get where?
But you got to bitch about it.
We
no,
are
I don't want
football?
To.
Okay, well, let's talk about football now.
All right. So on the offensive side of the ball, opening drive against Atlanta, that was perfection. That's exactly what you want to see. And a lot has been talked about in regards to, you know, the quick passing game, getting the ball out of Aaron's hands, et cetera, et cetera. All true, all great. I want to highlight a play which was so old school Aaron Rodgers, and I absolutely loved it. And Charles Davis mentioned it on the broadcast. I mentioned it on the watch party, probably at the same time Charles Davis, or 10, 12 seconds after Charles Davis.
Yep.
The old school Aaron Rodgers, if I see the back of the helmet, of the defender's helmet, that means my guy is open.
Yep.
And he threw this gorgeous pass to Davante Adams. Roll this nonsense, Gaff. Look at this. I mean... That's like right by the ear hole of the defensive player's helmet. That's ridiculous. That's just nonsense.
That's good. I like it.
And that's old school Rodgers.
Can we get more of that?
I would love to get more of that.
See, this was a good idea with the graphic. Now I get it.
See? That's why I said earlier, like,
this
was,
is kind of
like.
You
were going, oh, it's going that way. I was like, no, that's wrong.
This is kind of like right. The Packers. It's a great idea, poorly executed.
That's pretty good. That's pretty perfect, actually. Speaking of, can we talk about Davante Adams for a second?
Yes.
Can we talk about Davante?
I told you he should make the Pro Bowl last
Adams.
Week.
Yeah. Oh, he should not only make the Pro Bowl, he should be an All-Pro. Check this out. Adams has already beat his career high in receptions. Like, he smashed that. He's at 92 right now. 92 heading into week 15. If he keeps up this pace over these final 3 weeks, he's going to finish with 113. That would set a Packers record. It would beat it by one catch.
For receptions?
For receptions in a season.
Get out of here.
Held by Sterling Sharp. Correct. 112 is the record set by Sterling Sharp in 1993.
I'll bet you he doesn't break it.
I hate to say it, but that's my guess as well. I would take the under.
I mean, I love me some Devontae.
I really hope he does.
It's just hard.
To me, I'm like, they should feed him like that Favre team fed
Sharp. It looked like they tried to last week.
They did a bit.
Yeah.
But, dude,
it looked like they were really trying to
get... All those passes to Jimmy Graham, those should all go to Adams.
Yeah, and that's...
they should all go to Adams.
Okay, well, I added to the script in the appropriate place.
Well done.
I added, what WTH is wrong with Graham?
Oh, yeah.
What is going on?
Okay, here's the thing.
He can't catch the ball to save his life.
Peter Bukowski put up a really good video of this on Twitter saying, you know, you paid Graham the money to make these plays. Like, Rodgers had a great throw just over the defender. Graham reaches up, can't quite haul it in. It's very clear in that video in particular, from one of the angles that the broadcast showed, he gets one hand on it and he can't close the hand with the broken thumb.
Yeah.
You saw that a couple of times on Sunday where the ball is literally hitting him in the hands and he can't secure the catch. At what point do the Packers go, okay, we're just hurting ourselves?
Well, what
we're just hurting ourselves putting him out there.
Was McCarthy doing that by bringing Tonyan on or in the middle of the season where you were seeing a lot of Tonyan?
Well, not a lot. You say a lot, but you were seeing he never played more than 10 snaps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was starting to mix him in. He had the big catch in Seattle. But so you thought, okay, here we go. We're going to start mixing him in. Maybe he'll start playing a little bit more. But God, on Sunday, it was like, okay, Graham is clearly part of the game plan.
Yeah.
Like, they clearly thought they had an advantage there.
Yeah.
But wow.
And they did. He was open.
He was open, but he can't catch. So at some point, you have to start getting away from that.
Well,
and maybe reducing his snaps.
Why do we have such bad luck at free agent tight ends?
I don't know, man. I've been telling them to draft one. You've been telling them to draft one for like 3 years. I can pull up Transplants draft episodes from the last three summers, last three springs, where you have said, they got to draft a tight end. They got to draft. You've been banging that drum for years.
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. Like, you look at a guy like Gronkowski, there are games...
That's one of the greatest of all time.
No, I know,
but yes.
What he does for
just the
he's not the only tight end. Like,
no, there are lots, and that's the other thing.
But
there's
like,
been a bit of a renaissance in the position.
That team,
there's
many
been a
times.
Bit of a renaissance at the position, and it's like maybe invest in this position where, you know, like, start to grow your own rather than going out and getting mercenaries, especially when you finally get a guy who kind of clicks with Rodgers and helps open up the offense, and then you let him walk because you don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
And Jared Cook. I mean, they had something with Jared Cook.
Who had one of the most magical catches in playoff history.
And I don't think Jared Cook was like the be-all, end-all. But I will say he was worlds better than Bennett and Graham have been in this offense. So, frustration is real.
Now I understand this graphic. So the idea is you have the hashtag. It originates from the side you voted. It floats to the helmet and then pushes
the football towards
itself.
The end zone.
Got it.
It's kind of like football.
I see what you did now.
It's kind of like football.
Yeah. It's cool.
And look, you're winning.
It's cool.
Playoffs.
No.
Playoffs, overwhelming favorite at the moment.
No. I'm not winning. True Packer fans are winning.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Wait a second.
Nagler.
Danielle sent me this graphic that
real,
I didn't put up on Twitter. So
real
I'm put it on Twitter.
Packer fans are winning. Okay?
Okay, you talk for a second because I gotta put this up on Twitter.
Don't do that. Do you do that on Watch Party?
We're live, so do it. Go live, Banky.
Wait. What's the next thing we're supposed to be talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay, so Lucas Patrick.
Hey, how about that kid? I mean, he stepped in and was like a battler, a brawler. Guy who jumped in the fray, so to speak, when Rodgers got hit. I like this kid. And it's funny, too, because like now he actually has two hands to work with.
Dude, when you rewatch when Rodgers got hit,
right,
and you rewatch it, Corey Linsley
was awesome.
Dude, that was don't care.
No.
He's like, oh, no. And he kind of like starts it all off. Yep. And then you kind of see it. Because like when it happened, you're like, you don't see it unless you have the TV.
I don't know if I should even say this out loud, but there's one point I think it looks like he throws a punch. Like it looks like he like hits a guy and then like a guy grabs him or whatever. But I was like, oh, God, just please. Because you know the league is going to look at that. And look at the tape.
Oh, I'm
or whatever.
Sure the league like
so
yeah,
it's,
poured over.
Like Friday or tomorrow, we'll get word of who gets fined for that all of that nonsense. But it's like, yeah, Lindsley did not care.
Are you tweeting right
yes,
now?
Yes, I'm trying to. So talk.
This is compelling content.
Yep.
Let's listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you co-host of one of the most popular podcasts in Packer fandom not carry the day for 5 seconds while I tweet?
This is me not carrying the day.
That's exactly what I thought.
This is very difficult, Nagler. Okay, next
Tell
thing.
Me about it!
Randall Cobb shows importance.
Oh, God, forget it. I'm not tweeting. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. You know how he did
what?
That?
What? I'm reading the script.
You know how he did that, Banky?
What happened?
So after the game, Aaron Rodgers referenced this play that we're about to show in particular, where... This is something that's been missing from the offense for a while, probably all season, basically, because that's how long Cobb seemingly has been out. So this is a hot read. Rodgers, and it's funny because you can see Rodgers look right at it, and Cobb looks back at the quarterback, and boom, look at this. Boom, instantly out of his hand.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
It's first down, right? So it's a first down.
That happened right in front of me.
And Cobb whips his head around, and he gets a gain of 7, almost 8.
Yeah.
Right? So now you're in second and short.
Yep.
Play caller's dream.
Yep.
And that's where they've been like just
deficient,
lagging behind, whatever you want to say. That connection. And Rodgers literally referenced it after the game. He said, well, I had this throw, this catch from Devontae. We did this, we did that. And then we had the hot from Randall. And he says, like, that in particular, that one in particular was really great. It really felt like we got into a rhythm there. And like you can tell, he's missed that. He's missed that outlet.
He has.
Where he knows he can trust the guy to whip his head around and see the ball coming in.
You know what he hasn't missed?
He's
going to
be there. What's that?
He hasn't missed looking after his third read, running around, and throwing the ball into the sidelines.
Yeah, can we talk about that for a second? Because I caught unholy hell for something I tweeted on Monday.
Well, then I agree with you. I agree with
your
sentiment.
The Fox people put up the graphic. Yep. He had going into the game.
Yep.
He had 50 throwaways.
Yep.
Leading the league by a wide margin when no other team has had more than 30. Okay. And I said, somewhat jokingly, somewhat pointedly, whatever, I said, I can't imagine why he only has one pick. You know, it's a throwaway comment. I'm just being like, okay.
It's not a throw. Okay.
But it is, though.
You're pushing a button, though.
No, but
it's
I'm pushing
like,
a button to
it's
say.
It's not like a throwaway comment. Like,
but it's to say, like, it's to say, can we stop, you know, talking about, like, this miraculous one-pick season as if he hasn't thrown the ball away? And people are like, instantly, oh, you'd rather you throw in the coverage? Like, no, I wouldn't rather he threw into coverage.
I'd rather him check down.
And that's the other thing. Yes, a billion
check
percent.
Check down to get 3 yards,
hit the check down. Hit the check down every once in a while. I'm not asking every time. But, like, even if the check down didn't exist, even if the check down was a figment of my imagination, even if the check down was not a part of football, which it is, but let's pretend it doesn't exist. But this idea that, oh, he's just being smart with the football. Not exponentially more than every other team in the NFL.
No.
All right? He's not being so much smarter than 29, 30 other quarterbacks. All right? He's just throwing it away. He's not, oh my God, I'm so much smarter. Not when you're like doing it at such a high percentage.
Yeah.
Not when you're doing it like, oh, forget it. Throw it away. Like, give me a break.
Well, it is funny. Like, Favre is, like, on this side. It's like they're both, they're opposites.
And one, I can only remember.
They're literally opposites. Favre would rather, Favre was live or die by living or dying.
I'm going to rip it, and if we die, well, I'll get him next time.
And he didn't care about stats. And that's one thing about that guy.
He cared about one stat. consecutive games played.
There you
consecutive
go.
Consecutive games there started. That was the stat he cared about.
But, you know, to his credit, there was something he said that he always said that used to get on my nerves, especially after he went to the Vikings, where right. he was like, oh, I always want to be a Packer. And it's like, dude, actually, that was bullshit at the end of the day. But
true.
There is something he would always say, and he was like, I don't care about stats. And Rodgers says that, and it's bullshit. But Favre said it, and it's true.
Yes.
He didn't care 100%. Because he doesn't care that his interception ratio is off. But Rodgers cares about that. Rodgers cares. You can bet your sweet ass that Rodgers looks at his quarterback rating and is like, if it's not above 101, he's freaking out.
Getting upset. I mean,
he's thinking about it.
I can't speak to how important that is to Rodgers or whatever. But I can look at the tape and see a guy who, okay, rather than try and fit one in there, I'm gonna throw it into the stands, into the hot dog vendors. I like anything other than trying to make a play. And I don't care if you want to talk about, oh, he's just being smart with the football. No. At some point, if you're doing it three times as much as everybody else, at some point there were plays to be made. There were things you could have tried to do, but you chose to throw it out of bounds. And I'm not talking about his career here. I'm talking about 2018.
Yeah.
This quarterback, yeah. This season.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, it's so funny. All week, I'm still getting responses. From Monday, it's Thursday. Still, you'd rather throw him in the coverage. No. And why, it's so funny how people take that as an opportunity to bash Favre. That's my favorite part. It's like, well, I'd much rather have that than Favre. Great! 2018 Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do with Brett Favre. That's the best part. It's like, I'm trying to talk about this season and this quarterback. But no. It's all about, what about? Can we just talk about the issue at hand?
Can we talk about the defense now?
Yes, please. Let's.
I love how I'm the one following the script.
Why not? Hey, I was talking about Aaron Rodgers. That was in the script.
It is?
No, it wasn't.
Well,
You got me there, though. You knew he'd push my buttons.
Well, I did think that was funny. I mean, look, I've said this last week. There is going to be a point where Rodgers is going to have a come to Jesus, and Jesus is going to be the new head coach.
Right.
And I don't know what the new coach is going to do, whether he's going to put a veto limiter on Rodgers' calls, right. But... you cannot have our biggest problem, in my opinion, so far looking back at the season, is you had a coach who's trying to do this, and you got a quarterback who's trying to do this, and they're going like this. And as soon as they're going like that,
or they're going like this,
yeah.
I mean,
I was meaning they're hitting heads and butting heads. And I do agree with you. I feel like over time, you know, McCarthy lost his way with Rodgers, and yep. Rodgers lost his way with McCarthy. They lost each other.
Yes.
And I've had that happen to relationships that they just disconnected from yep. each other. Yep. And, you know, ultimately...
And Rodgers has long been frustrated with Mike and the offense, and I get that. But, like, this season just took it to a different level.
Well, and I'm holding a... I got to be honest, okay? I'm holding a little bit of resentment as a fan to Rodgers.
Right.
Right now, and he's still QB1, and I still adore him and all the things, right? Word. He's still a Hall of Fame quarterback, all
yep,
the things.
Absolutely.
But I don't think you can use the word sabotage, but I do think that ultimately, if you're a player, you have to go along with your coach to get along. And
right,
I
the
do.
The coach is the coach.
The coach is the coach.
Right.
That's not going to change.
I feel you.
And I feel like, I don't know what the word is.
Moss, Aaron Rodgers has been the coach for the last 9 years.
Well, and I think that's a little hyperbolic, but...
A little.
but I do think that this season especially, it's not sabotage, but it's, I don't have to do what he says. I can do what I want to do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Because it's hard to listen to McCarthy and go, I'm trying to get a rhythm going, and he's changing the plays, right?
Right.
You know, I'm waiting for McCarthy's book that he's not going to write, but...
No. Well, no. McCarthy is going to write a book. That's something he's talked about for a long time.
Sweet.
He wants to write a
book. You know
now
there's going to be a chapter.
How honest and forthcoming it'll be, I don't know. But no, it's funny because a bunch of writers throughout the last like 5-6 years have approached Mike about writing a book about him and trying to get his cooperation. And every time he has turned them down because he said, I want to write my own, I want to do an autobiography. So that'll be fun if it ever happens. I mean, who knows? You know, guys get older and maybe
you get nostalgia.
You never know. You never know. But I would love it if he did it. Getting back to the defense, real quick one time. Clay Matthews. People talking about Clay Matthews being done, washed up, etc. Clay Matthews continues to show he's got something to contribute.
He does.
He's got a little spring in those legs still. He's able to affect an offense. He's never going to be the guy we remember when he was, you know, his first 5 years in the league where he was an absolute terror. A guy who got to the quarterback with regularity. But I love this clip that we're going to show of a stunt he plays with Kenny Clark. And look at like that. He's around that in no time flat.
Yeah.
And that's something where you're not getting that with Kyler Fackrell. You're not getting that with Nick Perry or Reggie Gilbert. I mean, that's something that no one else on the roster can do. And it to me, I understand he's overpaid in the construct of the NFL. He's not worth what he's getting paid this season. But he's still valuable to the Packers if Mike Pettine is still around next year, if they're still running a 3-4, etc. Now, that's stuff we can't know until it actually happens. But if they're running a 3-4, if Mike Pettine is still the defensive coordinator next year, they should try and bring him back. Uh-oh, you're looking at something on the chat.
In the chat?
Oh, no.
Somebody has the Mike McCarthy book title.
Oh, no. Oh, no, what is it?
Quote, at the end of the day, it's like anything.
It's like anything. It has to be.
I mean,
okay.
If it's not that, I don't know what it's going to be.
By the way, this week, on Monday's during Monday's press conference, Joe Philbin dropped an It's Like Anything.
Oh.
And then in locker room availability, Corey Linsley dropped It's Like Anything.
Yeah, somebody's got to take the mantle.
It's an epidemic, people. It's infected them all.
Somebody has got to make
it's
take
like
the mantle.
Anything. Talking about guys who might be around next year, but Sean Breland's on a 1-year contract. Obviously came in very late. But big play on Sunday to turn that game.
Play. Huge play.
Has shown a lot of promise, I think.
Yeah.
He and Alexander, that could be a good pairing. That could be a pairing that works together. And I know King's going to factor in. Josh Jackson can still factor in.
Yep.
Lots to play out yet as far as their careers go. But Breland and Alexander, they're kind of cooking with something there, I think. And it's not like I'm going to sit here and say this early December that, okay, these are the guys going forward. But I'm interested to see how they play together over this course of this last month of the season. Like, I think they complement each other well. Alexander taking the number one, Breland kind of taking number two and or eyes on the QB, etc. I don't know. I like it. I think it's a good combo. I'm interested. Again, I think Breland's really making a case for himself. By the way, Zach wrote a great piece on Cheesehead TV about Breland, his kind of journey to Green Bay and his play time here, etc. Make sure you check that out, cheeseheadtv.com. 52-5. We got right now.
Yeah, well, there's like 52 playoffs. Comments we had that Yago hasn't pulled in. Some rate, because I think there's like 100. Because we had like 52.
Oh, from earlier. Yeah. Well, because he had to switch it. It should be called Mike's Fundamentals.
There's
50 Shades of Pad Level.
50 Shades of Pad Level. Wow. I hope Mike's watching this because he's going to get some good
book
titles.
He's a big fan.
Huge fan.
Well, you know what's funny is that, like, he does know the show exists. I don't know that he's ever seen it.
He's never seen it.
I know for a fact he's seen clips of it. Mm. That I know.
Yeah.
No, boy.
Because people showed him.
Yes, exactly.
But he never.
But he's seen it. That's my point. Like, he has visually, physically.
He's visually
seen
been like, oh,
program.
Look, two idiots.
Yes,
great.
Probably.
Not going to listen to that.
I will tell you, when the first time I ever met him at the Combine, one of the first things he said was like, I really like what you guys do when you talk about the media. When you call out the media, that's great.
We're good at that.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We are good at that. I do want to talk about Tyler Lancaster.
Well, real quickly, Tyler Lancaster, I want to give him a shout out. I talk about Kenny Clark every week. Banky gets annoyed with me because I have such a man crush on him. But I will say, Tyler Lancaster has been a pleasant surprise. You know, I think a lot of fans were probably, and maybe the Packers, were counting on Montrevious Adams taking a step this year. For the most part, I don't think that's happened. He's been really up and down. Lancaster, an undrafted kid, has really stepped in and played well. I don't think he's dynamic. I don't think he's going to be a difference maker. But I did want to give him a shout out because week in and week out, Lancaster steps in and does dirty work and really plays his ass off. And I think It's the kind of thing that they're going to need if they're going to do anything down the stretch here for the rest of this season.
This is why you don't give Corey a pen on the set.
Thank you. Just broke a pen.
Sorry.
I
don't know what you're talking about, but I agree with it. I want to talk about two things quickly before we get to keys of the game. Yep. One, we didn't talk about last week. Matt Weir told me that it was a really important thing to talk about, and he is 100% right.
What's that?
And to me, this is a metaphor. Okay, there's certain people in 1265 that are not going to be wanting to hear this.
Oh, God.
But this is kind of a metaphor for, like, why I get worried about 1265.
All right.
Okay? Yep. So 2 weeks ago, they had the holiday tree lighting at Lambeau Field.
We talked about it on the watch party, but we didn't talk about it on transports.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so, you know, you're going to have a game at Lambeau Field.
You're going to light the Christmas tree.
You're going to light the Christmas tree in Lambeau Field, right, across the... So they're going to do it on a Saturday. They announce it to the press. They have this big unveiling, right?
They got a podium.
They got a podium. They got everything.
Murphy's talking.
The tree don't light. Okay, then here's the best part, though. This
in the
is the
snow.
Best part.
In the snow.
Okay, so then, okay, so Fox 11, and I've already said my okay is too much. I'm doing my typical thing where I say okay too much.
All right, it's all right.
So then Fox 11 posts this thing like, oh, the holiday tree lighting, but they're going to get it lit Sunday night. So then they have the audacity, okay?
Vince
Lombardi is literally rolling in his grave, right? They have the audacity to say, oh, it was raining. And the cords
didn't work.
Yeah, like somebody didn't like
what
wrap them.
What year is this? What planet are we on?
Okay, but here's the best part. So then it's supposed to happen after the game, right?
Oh no,
no,
doesn't happen after the
no.
game.
Doesn't light
again?
Until Monday night
when no one's there.
It takes 48 hours for lights on a tree outside to light. 1265, help me, please. Help me understand
help me
incompetence of the incompetence. Help me.
So you're saying it's a metaphor?
It is. Could be a metaphor. I hope, I pray, I hope it's not. And I know there's some people at 1265, I'm going to get DM'd. They're going to be like, why are you so mean, Banky? You know, light the tree. It's a tree. It's outside. There's snow. It's Green Bay.
You live and work in Green
you
Bay.
You know, at least Lombardi, he got the heaters under the thing. Right. They broke. Okay.
Right.
They broke on the ice bowl.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But they worked for the first half.
They were like, hey, it's 30, negative 52 outside. Okay. And the second thing I want to talk about before, this has more about the game.
All right.
So, I that's atrocious too, by the way. Like
ridiculous.
No one.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
And it literally got under the radar. The other thing I want to talk about is anybody that's at the game. This is actually a little piece. Oh my God! If you were at the game and you heard the national anthem,
oh, no, someone just mentioned the anthem on the chat.
Okay, so I'm in the third row on the 50-yard line, and he starts going la 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 la.
Wait, he did what?
He said, yeah, he's like, oh.
They didn't play
goes,
the...
Oh, say, can you see? La, 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 la.
No,
he
no,
literally
he didn't.
Looked up and he saw something distracted him.
Right.
He forgot the entire national anthem. He didn't even save himself until he got to, like, the red bombs bursting. I'm hugging Rachel
because
I'm so embarrassed. I'm just, like, embarrassed for him. Oh I'm just God. Like, oh, my
what?
God. I'm, like, hide myself.
What?
Can you imagine 70,000 people and you're going la, 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 la. Oh.
At least Christina Aguilera, like, sang words. They were the wrong words,
it was...
but she sang words.
Dude, I wish that would have been on national television just because, like, he
what
lucked out.
What a
he's,
train wreck.
He lucked out. And he apologized. He manned up about it. He went on thing. But, like, holy crap. I hope
I didn't
that,
know anything about that.
And that. And here's the thing. Well, they switched him out. There was supposed to be a country star.
Right.
And so he was a fill-in.
Right.
But, like, if you're fill-in... Okay, you're the Green Bay Packers,
oh,
okay?
No.
And this goes to 1265 too, okay? You are the Green Bay Packers. Do you not have a list of the best 10 people in Wisconsin
that can sing
the national anthem and not screw it up?
I love it.
Do you?
No, of course they don't.
Like, someone answer, yeah, like, really? Okay, so then the third thing, and this goes to what we were talking, this is not, I'm not going to crap on 1265. We're going to crap on
go
the
ahead.
Bears right now.
There you go.
So there's a lawsuit right now.
Oh, love this.
Lawsuit.
It's been going on for years.
A Green Bay Packer fan has been going on for years. It's got reposted because he actually gets to continue. The new news is he gets to continue.
It keeps getting bumped up. So can't wait until this gets to the Supreme Court.
So here's the thing about the NFL. Wait. Here's the beauty of it, right? So the NFL has spent this entire time, and Packers are a rare example where they paid for a lot of their stuff, but they even got public funding.
Hey, the referendum. They got the referendum and they got the tax dollars.
So there's this huge thing in the NFL. Now, at least the Packers are a public team and it kind of makes sense. Right. So, you know, Jerry Jones, many players get public money. Well, it turns out that if you take public money, you have to listen to the Constitution. So this guy is trying to wear Packers
paraphernalia
yeah. on the sidelines of Soldier Field.
Pre-game.
And
which he is. He's
a VIP on the sideline.
He's a ticket holder. And one of the perks is that you get to go on the sideline pre-game. And he did this many years ago. This is like 3 years ago.
He's done everything right. And the Bears basically kicked him off the sideline.
And he wore Packers gear. And the Bears kicked him off the sideline. So he sued them. And this has been ongoing for years.
And a judge just said, because you take public money, guess what?
Yeah. Hello.
You're in America. You got to abide by America. Interesting how that works.
Funny. Like, they want to take public money, but then tell the public, which contributes to said money, that they can't wear what they want.
And also, only the Bears would do some stupid crap like this. Even Jerry Jones would be like, who cares?
Yeah, right.
That's money.
What happened?
Oh, the clock. We went 40 minutes.
Oh.
40 minutes. It was 40
57
minutes.
57 to some score.
It was supposed to
see.
Be hitting right when we hit blogosphere, but we went so far over.
Why does Banky get so fired up about stupid stuff like the national anthem?
Are you, sir? Did you just call the national anthem stupid?
Oh, Lord.
Be gone from our chat. Are you an American? Are you a patriot? I doth protest your ignorance, sir. Lord.
Okay.
Next, you're going to be telling me we shouldn't have even fought the War of Independence. Why are we even here, people? Good Lord. We don't even know. Let's just go to blogosphere. I don't care.
I'm watching.
The key to the Bears, beat the Bears. That's the key.
No,
that's the key.
No. Talk about the things.
The things. Play the quick game. With the Bears, it's all about getting the ball out of Rodgers' hands and using tempo. Using tempo, get the ball out of Rodgers' hands.
How many times have you said that this year?
100,000 times.
And how many times have you
done it? And it finally happened. It took Joe Philbin getting in there and going,
hey, guys, I think we should throw the ball real quick.
Okay, coach. Like, it's not rocket science.
It's really not.
The next thing is attack the slot. Callahan's out. Randall Cobb is back. That's your advantage. Right there. Boom. Use it.
Do it.
Finally, take the gifts Trubisky gives you. He's going to throw you a couple. It's like Favre back in the day. You knew he's going to throw it to the wrong colored shirt a couple times. Take advantage of it. You saw some ugly-ass interceptions from him Sunday against the Rams. He's going to do it again on Sunday against the Packers.
Give it to us.
Take advantage.
Give it to us.
All right, Gaff. Roll it.
This week in the Packer blogosphere.
Bum, bum, bum. That's right. It's the return of that venerable series, This Week in the Packer Blogosphere. This week, I want to give a shout out to one of the OGs, a man we never really got along with, never really enjoyed his content, wouldn't call him a friend, but I got to pay respect to an OG of the Packer Blogosphere. I'm talking about Monty McMahon of Total Packers. This is a guy who, like I said...
Why are we talking about him?
Because it was, like I said, he's never really my thing. Didn't
is
really
Total
like
Packers
his vibe.
Still around?
Yeah, apparently. They're still going.
Really?
There's somebody manning
the
ship.
They're like the wannabe Barstool Sports of
Packers. They were trying to be Deadspin before there was Barstool. I don't know. It was, like I said, it's never been my thing. But I tell you what, Monty was dedicated to his craft. He did it for 10 years. And anybody who puts in a decade of Packer blogging, when they step away, they deserve a shout-out. In This Week in the Packers blogosphere, Gaff put up his final tweet. I loved, and by the way, his picture, this picture that they used for the tweet was amazing. I uploaded it. I don't know if we have it.
We don't have it.
So there you go. But anyway, there was a picture of Monty flipping off the Vikings field.
Nice.
Which is great. So I wanted to give Monty a shout out because, like I said, Never been my bag, never been my cup of tea, but he was an OG Packer blogger who did it day in and day out for a decade. And there are a few people on this planet
who know
hard that is to keep it up.
Speaking of Barstool Sports,
yo,
did you see? I just want to. I want to shout.
Did I see Dan Katz checking out from coming into our watch party on Sunday? Yes, yes, I did.
Wow.
Only been talking about it all year. Only told him like in September. Yeah, wow. We should do this. And he's like always been like, yeah, it depends on my schedule. And then finally he chickened out this week.
Wow, he Larrivee'd us.
Well, not really. He always said he might have to do something. And apparently he's got some event in Jersey for Barstool.
No,
on
what
Sunday.
I was going to say is, did you see there's the older gentleman, there's this viral video from after the Patriots?
Yes.
But the best is the lady in the walker.
That was great.
She's amazing. Those people are amazing. They actually make me want to like the Patriots. I'm like, oh, those are like really cute fans. And she's like, what happened? And like just the innocence on her face, like we didn't win.
We didn't win. And the best was the old man like starts off like, I can't believe it after the Miami Miracle.
Yeah.
And then just starts swearing like a sailor.
Yeah, it's so good.
If you haven't seen it, check it out.
I want to see one day there's going to be, somebody's got to get like a Packer version of that.
Yeah, just come to my house when my dad's watching.
There's got to be, like, especially the ladies with the walkers. That's just the greatest when they're, like, watching the game.
We got to watch a game with Aunt Gert. We got to have Aunt Gert on the watch party. That's what we need. That would be dope. Or bring the watch party to Aunt Gert, because I don't think we can fly her out here.
There you go.
Finally, I want to give a shout-out to David Finley, Patreon supporter, patron here at Cheesehead TV on our Patreon, the latest winner in our drawing for our Overstock T-shirts. David also selected, just like the first two victors, the Lotta Ball Game left shirt. So that means no more Lotta Ball Game.
No more Lotta Ball Game.
They're all gone.
There's no Lotta Ball Game.
No more ball game left in the t-shirt business. So from now on, y'all gonna have to choose other stuff. But thanks to David. Thank you for your support. If you would like to be entered to win a t-shirt, make sure you go to patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. It's $5 a month, gets you on the fan level. Get your name in the credits of this here program. This week, I hope it's right. Last week, I really screwed it up because I did it last second and I was like rushing and I got a couple notes afterwards where I screwed up people's names. I can't apologize enough.
It's all his fault.
I took my time this week. Hope I got it right. Let me know if I didn't. I'm sure you will. Banky, you got anything else?
No. I hope the Packers win.
Did we ever get the confetti thing?
Yeah, it was playing while I was laughing.
All right, very good.
We got a confetti
thing. That'll do it for this week's episode of Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank everyone who connects with us all over the internet, be it here at Cheesehead TV, any of our social channels, anywhere on the internet. It's you guys that really help make this a unique fan experience, and that's why Corey and I are here. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
Like it's honorable to take the high road when something like this happens. Is there any positive in terms of motivation for your guys, how ticked off they are about how this played out, any of that that can be used in any positive way whatsoever?
I'm not in the mood for drama tonight, Jason. Okay? I appreciate that.
What do you think you told the critics tonight?